Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's to me, it's kind of surreal because we're finishing a decade. And, I mean, I remember when we had the new millennium, you know, from 1999 to 2000, I couldn't really celebrate that a lot because I was pregnant. I was 8 months pregnant at the time, 7 months pregnant. And so, you know, I really couldn't drink and I really couldn't go out on the strip. I live in Las Vegas. So when we celebrate, New Year's, I mean, we do it with all the glitz and the glamour. We stand out there getting cold, which we need to talk about. I don't want you guys getting hypothermia. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But you stand out there in the cold. You watch everybody get drunk and be stupid. And being stupid is fun. I love being stupid. And then you have the fireworks. And, you know, I mean, I didn't get to do that at the millennium because I was pregnant, whatever. And then going into 2010, from 2009 to 2010, I think I went to a party, but I was working, and I don't know. And so this to me is a real, real significant decade. And, you know, we have a lot of reasons to party because we made it through another decade. We got out of a recession. We got out of, I don't know, how would you characterize the teens? The teens were rough. I don't know if we are going to characterize it. Just like, you know, the 80s is characterized by moonwalking and Michael Jackson and, you know, heavy metal. And, you know, the 50s were rock and roll and suburbia. The roaring 20s was prohibition and speakeasies. So, you know, gangsta stuff. So, you know, we can characterize the decades. The teens, I'm not sure how we would characterize that. You know, was it division? Was it recession? Obamacare? Probably Obamacare. You know, there's a whole variety of different little things, but, you know, nothing that just gives it its character, with the exception of maybe social media, smartphones, you know, it was the smartphone era. So I came up with some predictions for the next decade, and you guys aren't going to like them. They're not very positive, but we got to be honest, okay? This is what's going to happen. This is where we're going. So in terms of education, what we're going to see, because the school districts are already overwhelmed and they don't have enough money and they don't have enough staff, school districts are going to turn to online schooling. All right? If there's safety issues, if there's building issues, if there's flu outbreaks and contagious disease issues, we're going to start seeing more kids just log in, kind of like Ready Player One, if you've ever read that book, where they just log in the morning, they do their studies, and then afternoon will be sports or group projects or whatever, which I actually think isn't that bad. I would actually like to see something like that where kids still interact with other kids, but they get to do most of their schooling online. Well, if kids are going in online, you only really need one teacher. And one teacher can handle a whole bunch of virtual classrooms, especially since you're using the software to do a lot of the teaching. I'm not saying that's ideal, but if we have a teacher shortage, that's one way these school districts are going to save money, bring their budget down, do more online schooling. With that, we're going to now see a teacher glut. Once they see that there's so many things they could do to replace teachers, which you really can't. You need a teacher in the room. It's going to be just like medicine. They're going to use a remote doctor or a remote teacher, and they're going to do the teaching, and we're going to start to see that. Half of all employees are going to be working from home in this next decade. Working from home is going to probably be the more popular way of going to work, because then the employers don't have to pay for rent. They don't have to pay for your cubicle. And if they could keep an eye on you online because they could watch, then why not? So a lot of us are going to be working from home. Commercial real estate, then we're going to have a glut. We talked about that. While people are buying online, if companies can allow you to work from home, and we're starting to see a lot of that, they don't have to pay for office space. If they don't have to pay for office space, they don't have to pay for security, they don't have to pay for utilities, they don't have to pay for rent, we're going to have too much commercial real estate. So that's, again, just a prediction that we've had. We will have a recession. Again, it's going to hit mid-decade. Trump, this is my prediction. Trump is going to be reelected in 2020. Pence, maybe not. Pence may not get the nomination or win in 2024. I think there's going to be a turnaround, and a Democrat's going to come into office. It's, I think, just going to coincidentally go hand in hand with a recession. There is going to be a female president or a female vice president in this decade. I just predict it. I see it. Women's and men's restrooms. You're never going to see a women's and a men's restroom. You're going to just start seeing restroom. I just got back from Hawaii. Great trip. And the bathrooms are just male or female. You know, so I walked into the bathroom. The seat was up. I had to put the seat down. Had to make sure I didn't step on any pee that was near the toilet. And I went to the bathroom. That's how things are going to be now. All right. There's going to be no boys, no girls room. Telemedicine is going to explode even more than it has. Telemedicine is going to be your primary care provider. Just like with education, you're going to have to go to your computer when you have an issue first. And insurance companies are going to force you to do telemedicine. And then there will be certain criteria met for you to actually go and see a physical doctor. That's going to cause more gluts, more changes, more loss of commercial real estate because we're doing medicine online in your house. There will be, I believe, drones bringing medicines everywhere, bringing your food, there's going to be a whole highway of drones. I do not see flying cars. We're not going to have flying cars. We will have self-driving cars, but not flying cars. Why? Because the drones are going to have to start making their highways. So I just predict a lot of drones. Anorexia and eating disorders are going to skyrocket. As more and more people are doing intermittent fasting, they're going to find out that it's kind of working. So we're going to now start to see more of a rise of people intermittent fasting to the point where they're anorexic. So watch, you're going to see a lot more of that. I think we're going to have a super bug or a super virus or a super fungi that we've never seen that's going to come out, and we're not going to be able to attack it. And we're going to have to use something like light, UV, silver, something else. But we're going to perfect it in this next decade. So that's good. Medicine won't be socialized. Just expect that. I know we don't want that to happen, but when a Democrat does come into office, that's where they're going to move towards a public option. Less than a third of Generation Zers are going to buy a home, buy a car. We're going to have virtual TV watching. So TV streaming, all the stuff we're doing with shows, is going to get replaced by us doing virtual. Radio will still stay strong. And there's going to be a teen porn industry. As these teenagers, they don't really want to watch grown-up porn. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Those are my predictions. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Okay, so a couple of my other predictions is homelessness is going to rise. We're going to... Oh, there was another prediction I had to tell you guys. Oh, yeah, vaccinations. Mandatory vaccination is going to head to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court's going to have to decide whether the government can force a child to get a vaccine. That may have a side effect with it. So we're going to see that. And so on that topic, we have in the news a headline where Seattle school system is now saying if the students aren't vaccinated, they can't return to class. Some of you will think that's a brilliant move. Some of you will think that's restrictive. So let me just tell you what's going on and we'll talk about it. So public school students in Seattle have until January 8th to get vaccinated or they cannot return to school. About 2,000 students need their immunization records updated. That's according to Seattle School spokesman Tim Robinson. The school division sent letters to parents last week and are now offering free immunization clinics to help expedite the process. Clinics will be available Monday and Friday of next week. They say we are doing everything we can here at this sprint to the finish line to get as many students up to date as possible. We don't want anybody missing out on any educational time. So Robinson told CNN affiliate KOMO-TV that the schools have a plan if students don't get vaccinated by the deadline. If a student comes to school on the 8th and their records aren't up to date, they'll just be held aside. Their parents and guardian will be contacted. Should a student miss school because they're lacking the immunization requirements, their missed days will be counted as unexcused absences. Now, I know this is going to cause a lot of controversy. They say Seattle schools' ultimatum to parents follows state law, which requires students be fully vaccinated. Last May, Washington legislators, remember, passed a bill. It became law in July that families cannot use personal or philosophical reasons to avoid having their children vaccinated with MMR. The bill's passage followed a measles outbreak in the state earlier that year. Remember, Governor Jay Inslee had to declare a state of emergency. So they said, all we want is for all people in our schools to be able to come to school and not worry about getting a disease that is vaccine preventable. That's according to Sammy Hoag, Seattle Schools Student Health Services Manager. Let me say that this, I don't believe, has anything to do with the flu shot. This has to do with MMR. And so I scratch my head a little bit on this, even though I'm pro-vaccine and I want kids vaccinated. And I think part of the mess we're in is because we don't have a very robust vaccine program. But that being said, this student health manager said, all we want is for all people in our schools to be able to come into school and not worry about getting a disease that is vaccine preventable. Then why aren't they mandating flu shots? You see, I don't like hypocritical or hypocrisy. That concerns me. If you are worried about a kid getting the disease and you're a betting man, okay? I mean, I live in Vegas. So if I had to put my money on a bet that my kid is going to get measles or my kid is going to get flu, I would probably say flu. Because we have millions of people get the flu each year. A few hundred get measles. So why all this hoopla for one vaccine and not another? Well, the answer is simple. If you mandate flu vaccines, that's not going to be popular. For some reason, it's really popular to mandate the MMR. So, you know, if that is the ulterior motive, I mean, if you really want kids to be healthy and you want kids not to get a disease that's preventable, then during cough, cold, flu season, keep them home. Do online schooling. Again, see, that's why I see this as probably going to be the next move. My guess is the Supreme Court, my prediction, is the Supreme Court's going to look in on the matter. And depending on if it stays more conservative-leaning or left-leaning, if it stays more conservative-leaning, they'll probably rule against mandatory vaccines. They'll probably say, look, you know, you can't take a kid who's healthy and force something to be injected in their body. And again, I'm pro-vaccine, but I could see a ruling that way. If it's a more liberal court, then say, no, absolutely, the government has to, put public health first, you know, even if it's at the risk of somebody getting a side effect, which is rare. So we side with governments. Governments are allowed to promote vaccine. I mean, everybody that goes into the military has to get vaccinated. I mean, this is nothing new. So getting vaccinated mandatorily is nothing new. It's just I, as a doctor, and I saw a lot of patients on vacation. I was on vacation. I worked. I probably saw 500 patients online when I was away on vacation. Because I took the time and I had a lot of downtime, and it was flu, cold, flu, strep, flu. So, you know, here we are going through all this, keeping kids out of school. And remember, this isn't even kids' choice. It's the parents making the choice. The kid really doesn't have any say. Kids don't like any shots. And what if the kids want to be vaccinated? Well, this is the parents. So the kids are being punished twice. Not getting the vaccine and then not being able to go to school. So my guess is you're going to have a lot of anti-vaxxers or people who are a little cautious about vaccination wanting to homeschool their kids. And, you know, the kids are kind of, you know, well, that's not what I want. Mary Gomez Camba told KCPQ that she received a letter from Seattle Schools requesting the update to her son's records. She said, I didn't know that he didn't have his vaccine in the records until I got a letter from the school saying he needs to be vaccinated. We even tried to schedule this with our doctors, but with work, it's been difficult. So somebody else had moved from Florida, and I guess they also didn't have all their shots. So, you know, how do you guys feel about this? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, do we need a vaccination program where everybody is on board? But does the vaccination program, the way we have it now, is that enough? Or should it include flu? Are we allowed to have the hypocrisy of forcing and mandating people who don't get vaccinated against MMR and these other childhood illnesses, but allow these kids to go to school with flu or unvaccinated to the flu? I mean, I just don't, it just doesn't, you know, sit right with me. Either we're doing this for all infectious disease, you know, or I don't want to say none because I want kids vaccinated. But, you know, the flu kills more. The flu makes people sick. And my guess is nobody wants to bring that up because it's unpopular. Oh, yeah. I mean, if I would bring up everybody, I mean, with my office, with my medical office years ago, it was voluntary. I'm like, does anybody want the flu shot? Because you could get it for free. And 80% of my staff did not want to get the flu shot. They didn't. They said it makes them sick, even though the flu shot doesn't. But they said they feel sick, and it could be maybe the viral response, but it's not flu, because it's a killed vaccine. But the majority of my staff did not want to get the flu shot. So, that means it's not very popular. So, but you're working so hard for a kid to get a measles vaccine, keeping them out of school, they're losing out on education, they get basically branded because other students see that they can't go to school, yet you let Johnny, who was exposed to mom, grandma, and brother with flu, walk right into the classroom and hang out with the other kids. Okay, that doesn't sit right. So either have a robust vaccination program for everything, or don't discriminate and say, okay, well, you can't go to school. You can't ride the bus. You can't do this. When somebody is sitting there at the school right now coughing and sneezing on somebody else. And then we also have issues with a lot of these vaccinated kids. It looks like some chickenpox and measles are reoccurring in those that are vaccinated. And that's how my prediction came about, but we'll start to see more online schooling. 1-877-DOCTALY. Don't go away.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Iraqi Prime Minister is calling on Parliament to convene over what he is calling the assassination of a top Iranian general. The Prime Minister says the killing of Qassem Soleimani violates Iraq's sovereignty and the terms of the agreement that allows the U.S. military to be in Iraq. President of Security Studies Group Jim Hansen reminds everyone on Fox News,
I think if we're on a path to war, Iran put us on that path to war long ago. They've been conducting attacks and killing Americans for a long time. And the bottom line is, an attack on a U.S. embassy is an invasion of U.S. soil, a serious act of war.
American gas prices could rise in the upcoming weeks over fears of the potential fallout from the United States killing the Iranian military leader. Oil prices rose about 4% to $68.77 a barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they think they found one of the reasons for all these overdose deaths due to opioids. They think it had to be related to auto plants closing. They say within 5 years of an automobile plant closing, opioid overdose deaths among working age adults were 85% higher than in counties where the plants did not close. Now, that's according to a study from the University of Pennsylvania. Very interesting, this one. So they believe there's a strong association between eroding economic opportunity and premature American deaths. Now, this was published Monday in the journal JAMA. The study from researchers at University of Pennsylvania, Yale, Harvard, and Massachusetts General Hospital found that within 5 years of an auto plant closing, opioid overdose deaths among working-age adults were 85% higher than in counties where the plants had not closed. Now, they say more than 130 people in the U.S. die each day from opioid overdoses. That's according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. They say major economic events, such as plant closures, can affect a person's view of how their life might not be in the future. They say these changes could have a profound effect on a person's mental well-being and could consequently influence the risk of substance abuse. Our findings confirm, they say, that the general institution that declining economic opportunity may have played a significant role in the opioid crisis. So basically, they looked at counties where manufacturing represented the greatest share of local employment between the years 1999 and 2016, and many of the auto plants were in the Midwest and the South. Apparently, the Midwest and the South, however, has the nation's worst mortality rates. So the researchers studied counties in, quote, commuting zones that fed into these labor markets. And they chalked up 5.5 million manufacturing jobs were lost between 2000 and 2017, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And they said the opioid deaths rose sixfold in that same period. They say 112 counties studied had a similar baseline of opioid overdose deaths in the beginning of the period studied. 29 counties affected by plant closures saw a more drastic increase in these fatalities within 2 years. Within 5 years, death rates jumped by 8.6, which was an 85% increase. And the problem appeared to be the worst for white working age men. So, I'm not entirely sold that people who lost their, you know, automobile plant job decided to go straight to heroin. Okay? I'm not sold on that. However, unemployment and inability to find new jobs does lead to depression. Leading to depression makes your pain worse. So if you do have back pain or knee pain or shoulder pain or fibromyalgia, it seems to just worsen. And boredom. When you're unemployed, you are bored. So if there are ways to party, you're going to do it. If this is, and again, it's a great study. University of Pennsylvania did a good study looking at this. My next question is, so a lot of the auto plants closed during the recession. I mean, recession was 2009 to 2016, or end of 2008 to 2016. Well, opioid deaths rose during that period, pretty significantly, with the highest level, I believe, in 2016. So then, not only automobile plant issues, but also, you know, other jobs were lost. And I think this is coincidental. You know, I told you why the opioid crisis happened. All right? First, doctors were getting sued for not managing pain correctly. So if you were in pain and your doctor was being stingy with pain medicines, they got sued. And in fact, there was a law professor that said it was gross negligence and even criminal. So in the early 2000s, when I had come out of a residency that kind of taught me to be very, very sparingly, I had to then kind of switch gears and be a little bit more liberal when it came to these medications. I still wouldn't give more than 30, you know, tablets, and I would never do a refill. They'd have to go and see the specialist if they were still having pain. But when I tried to use anti-inflammatories like Vioxx, which is now off the market, I didn't like Vioxx because it would raise people's blood pressure, so I stopped using it early on. But if I was using ibuprofen or naproxen, Aleve, it could damage the kidneys. And so the kidney doctors were saying, look, you know, we have to stop the anti-inflammatories. And then I'm like, well, then what can I do for their pain? They go, well, Lortab won't hurt their kidneys. So during all this time, there was a lot of attention on protecting people's kidneys. So we then, and because we would get in trouble if we didn't manage pain, we, you know, erred on the side of being there for the patient and gave the patient some pain medicine. So now we have a recession that hits. and people are losing their jobs, it's a bad time. People are also losing their insurance. So when somebody's losing their insurance, or they're paying cash, and they go to the doctor, and they're like, okay, look, this is what I need. And the doctor's like, well, you know what? We're going to try this first. We're going to try this first. If they're only planning on seeing that doctor once that whole year, and a lot of us doctors were facing patients like this, they're like, look, I tried the ibuprofen thing. This is going to hurt. Write me something so I have it, because I'm not going to have money to go to a doctor or come back. So can you write me a bottle of something so I have it for the year? And a lot of doctors did that. They were like, he can't afford to come back. Whereas if you did have back pain, we'd be like, okay, so I want you to try some chiropractic. I want you to try some osteopathic manipulation. We want to try some physical therapy. Then we'll come back. We'll do a little bit more pain medicine, but we'll start weaning it off. Maybe we'll try muscle relaxant. No. The average patient said, hell no. I'm only going to see you once. So whatever the end game is, do it now. So, you know, I don't want to sit here and blame Obamacare for the opioid crisis, but I think Obamacare is another piece and another guilty party if we're going to blame auto plant closures. You see? So, it was just a bad time all around. People got bored, and then, you know, the high is phenomenal when it comes to narcotics. And so people realized that they could get the prescription legally, because you can't get cocaine legally. You can't get LSD legally. Mushrooms, you can't get those legally. At the time, you couldn't get pot legally. But you could get pain pills legally. And that was one way to escape and get high. But then it wasn't strong enough, and the pills weren't strong enough. So then you had to go to something stronger. So, and you could hide that addiction. So, you know, I talked to a patient the other day who was breathalyzer tested at work and failed because he had drunk that morning. And it turns out he drinks a lot every day. So he's what people call an alcoholic. I don't like using that term, but he's dependent on alcohol. Being dependent on alcohol is pretty easy to pick up. They might slur their speech. They might look a little ataxic. They might lose balance. They might have poor concentration, and you could breathalyze them. With narcotics, you can't really pick up that much. Some people will be rubbing their nose. They'll be itchy. Sometimes their pupils will be dilated a little bit. But for the most part, people with an opioid addiction can hide it from others. It's not going to get picked up on a breathalyzer. I mean, yeah, a blood test could pick it up. But in terms of, you know, me figuring out if you're abusing narcotics, can't, you know, it's a lot more difficult if you're on narcotics than if you're drinking alcohol. So people realize it was a much easier way to get high. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is when we do have a recession and people are losing their insurance, or people are in pain and people can't afford to go to the doctor because their deductible is too high, or they don't have insurance, and they don't have a job. And when you don't have a job and you're in pain, you know, rather than moving and working through it, you know, when you stay home, it just seems to get worse. We need to realize that when people are unemployed, we need to immediately give them something to do. And I'm sure there's a lot of jobs that need to be done infrastructurally, you know, in America. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while many of us were celebrating the holiday, either on vacation or with family, there were two attacks of people in prayer, and I'm blown away at how strong the congregations were despite this. Five people were stabbed at a Hanukkah gathering in suburban New York. Apparently, Rabbi Chaim Rotenberg was leading the celebration for Hanukkah, seventh night. And there was, I don't know if we have the name of the person. Mr. Tom, hold on a second. I have the name of Grafton Thomas. Grafton Thomas has been arrested and allegedly charged with coming into the rabbi's home. And a lot of times small synagogues will meet at a home. If, you know, the church or temple doesn't have the money to, you know, have real estate, then, you know, a lot of times it's done within the rabbi's home. And 100 people have gathered there for the seventh night of Hanukkah. And Grafton Thomas walks in, tells everyone there no one is leaving, and then starts stabbing and slashing several people. Five people were hospitalized with serious injuries, including severed fingers, slash wounds, and deep lacerations. One victim remains in critical condition, with a skull fracture, according to a complaint filed by federal prosecutors. Now, Thomas has an attorney, Michael Sussman, said there was nothing in their conversations that confirmed his client was a domestic terrorist or expressed anti-Semitic views. So I guess charging him with a hate crime would, be a different punishment. If he's stabbing and attempted murder, I think he should still have the same amount of book thrown at him, whether it's a hate crime or not. I mean, that's just bad news. Bad news. So apparently the rabbi didn't let this stop prayer. And he continued celebrating and, finishing out the service. In Judaism, I mean, I read the Bible. I don't think it says specifically that if, there's an attack, you have to stop everything and still pray. I think, in Judaism, you're still allowed to run or whatever. But one thing that, some leaders do is they help provide the strength that their flock needs when something like this happens. So seeing the rabbi with all that, not breaking down, saying we are going to still do what we Jews are here to do, was pretty admirable. And so, it's one of these stories that it's bittersweet, but it just reminds us that there are some real, real, real bad people. Now, the Texas church shooting happened. This was, I believe, on Sunday? Where Keith Thomas Canuinen, 43 years old, came to the Sunday service at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement. I believe this is in, I forget where exactly in Texas, and I apologize. But he came in wearing a long black wig, a fake beard, and a bulky jacket. Now, Minister Britt Farmer had told the Christian Chronicle that we've helped him on several occasions with food. He gets mad when we won't give him cash. He's been here on multiple occasions. See, churches and temples so vulnerable because they're trying to help people and they don't necessarily have the money for security. So during communion on Sunday, Canunin pulled out a modified 12-gauge shotgun with a pistol grip and started shooting. He killed Tony Wallace, 64 years old, who was holding the communion tray, and Richard White, who yelled to drop it as he reached for his own pistol. Parishioner Jack Wilson, a firearms instructor who heads the church's security, then killed Canunin with one shot. So it took somebody with a CCW to save the day. And he's a hero in my book. A lot of media outlets aren't bringing that up. But it really took somebody who had a weapon on them to be able to stop this. Church elder John Robertson, he mans the church's video room, told the Chronicle that this Canunin guy was being watched from the moment he entered the church. This was a case of maybe it's nothing, but maybe it's worth looking into. We had put him on isolation on one of the cameras back here so we could see that he was behaving. So when Kinnunen got up for communion, he said, we need to make an intervention. But it was too late, and he already opened fire. So that's, Anyway, his ex-wife, Kinnunen's ex-wife, told NBCDFW that he had a bad drug habit and lost touch with reality. So he might have had schizophrenia. He and his ex-wife divorced in 2010 after 8 years of marriage. Angela Holloway says, we knew he was crazy, but not like this. I don't wish this on anybody. I feel sorry for the victims. I really do. Farmer said the motive for the attack remained unclear. And White was his best friend. So he actually shot his friend. White was his best friend. So there's a candlelight vigil, you know, etc. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton praised the state's gun laws as helping minimize the death toll. Those laws allow weapons in places of worship unless the facility bans them. Paxton said the church's security team was formally organized once the measure was enacted. So as you know, church security is huge because remember that other, the Sutherland Springs shooting where people were in study group, Bible study. 26 people were killed, 20 others wounded. So Paxton said authorities can't prevent mental illness, and we can't prevent every crazy person from pulling a gun, but we can be prepared like this church was. Well, thank God, praise the Lord, that you know somebody was there to help stop that. And, I mean, the police have been awesome. I mean, like what happened with that shooting at that kosher grocery, there were cops a block or two away, so they were able to get there on the scene quickly. But, you know, we're noticing a trend of people going into places of worship, like the mosque shooting in New Zealand. I don't know if you guys saw the, if you saw the footage. It was frightening just to see him just walk in. It's a beautiful day. You hear the birds. You see the trees. And he walks in and guns people down. And if anybody was even trying to play dead, he gunned them down too. The video was so horrifying. And this guy is like singing as he goes and he's playing music and just a complete whack job. You know, and, you know, we in medicine, you know, have a lot of empathy towards people with mental illness and we want to help them and, you know. But if anybody kind of is a little fearful of somebody who has erratic behavior, that's very normal. You know, we teach students that if you feel on edge around a patient, that's kind of a good thing because that means your senses are up. And don't try to squash that feeling. You know, in medicine, we try to become more stoic. You know, so we aren't crying, you know, when we have to tell a mom that their child died. Why not? What, really? Why is that bad to cry? Cry. You know, but when I went to training, you really kind of had to hide your feelings. You know, I was, you know, talking to a patient about, you know, a medical issue that I had. I think I had pneumonia. And I was told by my older, my superior officer, don't do that. Okay, don't tell patients if you were sick or if you had an issue. And I agreed with it at that time because, yeah, you don't want patients to think you have something contagious. But I was talking about something in the past and what my symptoms were like, and I thought that it would really be very engaging to the patient to know that I went through something similar. But so in medicine, we started to become very hardened and stoic. And what's the word for it? Where you don't seem to, you know, obsess on it. And so, unfortunately, when you do have somebody that is kind of triggering your spidey sense, make sure you didn't lose that because those are sometimes the people that we need to actually watch and point out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.